We all know that COVID has done a lot of destruction to our business and how we live life. And the worst part of it all is that it's really not your fault. COVID itself was bad enough. But the big problem is going to come over the next 6 to 12 months with the economic fallout we will all face. This is what concerns me most for the massage industry going forward, and people aren't looking at the long-term ramifications on their business. Luckily, I am. Here's a hard reality and some truth. If your business wasn't good before COVID, it sure as hell won't be good after. The good news is there's still time for you to make changes, adapt, and evolve. So you can not only COVID-proof your business, but also recession-proof it as well. On this episode, I share 3 strategies to implement in your massage business to weather the storm and come out on top once all this craziness subsides. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Just cruising along here, staying safe here in Florida, the new epicenter of the COVID pandemic. If you weren't picking up on my sarcasm there, there's a lot of it. A lot of interesting things going on, but I want to get right into it. I'm getting sick of COVID. I'm getting sick of dealing with COVID. I'm sick of what's going on, but it's not going away anytime soon. And every time that I try to make a podcast about something non-COVID related, we don't get as many downloads. We don't get as many people listening. So I know COVID's on your mind because essentially we have our Facebook group and it's doing really well. We're almost up to 800 members in the Facebook group, which is awesome. A lot of good people from all over the world, all over the country, sharing a lot of good, useful information with one another and really taking it to the next level. But before you become a member of the Soft Tissue Revolution, we have a couple questions that we ask. Basically, I want to make sure you have a license, usually, you know, a massage license. That's the people that I like to work with because you guys got the best hands. If you haven't heard that podcast before, Why I Believe in Massage Therapists, go back and listen to it because you guys are the best. You just gotta believe it. But I asked a bunch of questions, and one of the questions we always ask is, where is your business struggling? And for the last 3 months, 85% of the answers are COVID. As I said before, I hate talking about it and I want it to go away. But the universe says differently. In a side note, one of my favorite answers I always see are the ones that are ignorant and say their business is good. No problems whatsoever. As I've said before, denial isn't just a river in Egypt. Get what I did there? Denial isn't just a river in Egypt. So go back and listen to that podcast on the one, I forgot what episode it was, but the idea that your business is broken and always will be. There's always things to make it better. You're never as good as you think you are. And if you think you're good, you're part of your own problem. So my question really is, how in the hell can you COVID-proof and really recession-proof your massage business? So I have 3 strategies and things that you can implement right away. And I've been talking about this for going on over a year now. And a lot of these things I've been mentioning before COVID even started. And a lot of people didn't want to listen, but people are listening now because they're seeing the effects of what's going on. And the massage industry is getting crushed. So 3 strategies for you to COVID and recession-proof your business. Number 1, pick a niche and a specialty. Once again, pick a niche and a specialty. I talk about this all the time, and it's even more important to be a specialist now. You need to solve people's problems in this market and what's going on in the world. If you're a vitamin, you're not going to make it. You have to be a painkiller. And I've had a lot of podcasts about that, where specifically go back the idea of specializing in a certain area of the body. I recommend going neck and shoulder, but if that's not your forte, you can also do low back and hip. But pick one of those. Be an expert. Be that painkiller. Be the solutions provider. I keep saying this. If you try to help everyone, you help nobody. And that's what's happening, is you're not standing out in this market. especially now, people are tighter with their money. They're tighter with their decisions, and they want to have their problem solved. And if you're just at that general full body relaxation, all that, you're not going to survive. And let that sink in. You're not going to survive. The spa world is going to die. The relaxation world is going to die because you have to evolve and you have to change. Number two in my strategies, market to a healthier, more affluent, and white collar type of client. Younger as well. The problem is they still need the care. And for me, we've been really tight in that demographic. You know, we really only market directly to people that are in like probably the age of like 28 to like probably 50, and 50 is like the top end of that. But we stayed in that tight market in the younger, healthier, more affluent type of population. And when I say white collar, it's people that, you know, do more office work, they work from home. They still have problems, but they're going to have money to invest and come in and want to be treated. And they're not going to be as fearful about the health risks and things like that because they're healthier. People that are freaking the fuck out with COVID are the ones that didn't take care of their health. So they're sure as hell not going to want to come in. And a lot of times they're probably your difficult clients that don't listen. They're like, oh, I'm not any better, but they're 50 pounds overweight and they don't take care of themselves. And that's just the hard reality because, and this isn't me bragging at all, we've stayed really busy during this whole COVID epidemic. And I'm even in the hot spot right now of Florida where they say things are going to get awful. We are busy because we have specialties. We're tight in our market and our avatar and who we see, and we market to more healthy people. That's a big one. And last one, number three, this might be the most important one of all. You're going to have to alter how you deliver treatments. You're going to have to learn to cut your treatment and evaluation times by 50%. Alter how you treat. You need to go to a more functional-based and results-driven type of treatment, where you can also help the client feel safe and also be effective. Essentially, you have to alter what you do and let go of past ways that you did it. I do have a program coming out at the end of August to help exactly with that, essentially teaching you how to cut your evaluations and treatment times in half so that you can see more clients, see them safely, see them more effectively, and keep your business afloat. And that was a shameless plug for the program coming out that should be ready by the end of August. So let's just do some real talk about what's going to happen with the economy. And in no way, shape, or form is this a political rant in any way. I really just look at data very objectively. And here's some of the problems we're going to see. Number one, money is going to get very tight for everyone. People will decide if things are essential and non-essential. And if you're still in that luxury brand, you are in for some big problems. A couple podcasts back made a podcast about that, why the massage industry had been typecasted into non-essential. Go back and check that out if you haven't. Number two, bubbles are going to burst, especially commercial real estate. And that has a trickle-down effect. A lot of these companies that are renting big spaces, they're not staying there anymore, and they're going to break their leases and they're going to leave. And then what happens is then the landlords of that don't get money from there, and then they can't employ people, and then it just really trickles down. And we're going to have a big problem with unemployment going forward because a lot of people aren't going to be able to work because there's not going to be space for them and there's not going to be availability. Other thing is, people are just going to be on the edge about the election. I mean, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just in the middle. And I think both sides really are screwing us in different ways. But like I said, this isn't going to be a political post, but things are going to be really up and down until this damn election is over. And even till whoever wins, I have no idea who's going to win, takes over in January. So people are going to be on the edge as we go through the election. The thing I want you to know, though, is you got to remember all of this is really out of your control. You can't fixate on it, but you have to be aware of what's going on. And this is my prediction, and I'm just going to be honest with it. I think 50% of the massage industry will be completely gone. And in all honesty, I think that's okay, because there's a lot of people that were doing really mediocre and lousy work that were just getting by on a good economy. And the thing about a bad economy is the people that are truly valuable, providing results and fixing people, you thrive when the economy goes in the tank and those shitty people go away. So what should you do? I think you should invest in yourself. I think you should learn a new skill set. I think you should read more books. I think you should change your messaging and change your marketing. It goes back to that ignorant tax and how much are you willing to pay? I want to leave you with a story. I'm from upstate New York in the Rochester area, and this is the hot spot, or like the birth of Kodak. And people might not even know what Kodak is anymore because they went away. But when I was living there, Kodak had over 60,000 employees. It was a booming area. And the thing about Kodak was, back in the day, they actually had all the patents on digital cameras and digital photography. And they just thought that they were Kodak and it didn't matter. And they weren't altering what they did. They're like, well, people are always going to need film. And the writing was on the wall, and they never actually adapted and they never changed. And they paid the ultimate ignorant tax. Now I think they have like a couple hundred employees. It's like a ghost town when you drive through there, because they weren't willing to look at what's going on and understanding that the market is changing and you have to evolve. And that's what's happening with COVID. It's forcing your hand. You're going to have to find a way to actually solve people's problems, functionally fix them, get in there and provide safe, effective, durable, long-lasting treatments, and cut those treatment times down and alter the way that you do that. And you can sit there and double down and be like, yeah, massage is going to come back. I'll be fine when this is all said and done. You know what? You're going to be the same person in the unemployment line when it's all said and done. But recognize now, if you make the changes, you do the things that you need to do and evolve, you're going to be in a much better place. So what's my call to action? Join the group. Ask us for help if you need it. And I bet a lot of you do. And it's okay to ask for help, because we're really thriving during this time. And this is not me bragging. I want you to understand this is not me bragging. This is just letting you know that when you have a system and a process in place, you can weather the storm when big problems like this happen. And lastly, if you're interested, get on the waiting list for the program. We're only going to take a few people as we go forward and we run through everything. And if it's something you want to do and you want to learn how to significantly cut your evaluations and treatment times in half, then do it. And reach out and ask for help. So that's all I got for you guys today. I was a little long-winded, but I hope you're doing well and trying your best to survive all the craziness that's out there. But we're getting more and more people from all over the world. The podcast actually grew by 50% over the last couple of weeks. And I'm going to keep talking about COVID because that's just what's on your mind. But understand, look at data, evaluate what's going on, adapt and change so you don't end up on COVID. So I will see you guys on the next one. Appreciate everyone in the Soft Tissue Revolution. And if you haven't joined the group, join now. You're missing out. See you guys on the next one. Bye. If you found this podcast valuable, I hope you will leave us a 5-star review or share it with others you know it could help. If you want more content like this, please consider joining our Facebook group, The Soft Tissue Practice Revolution, by clicking the link in the show description. Lastly, if you want more like this on a regular basis, then just click the subscribe button.